This is VOA News. By a remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine is appealing to NATO for much more military help as alliance leaders meet in Brussels. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At Tijuana Airport, weary travelers who enter Mexico as
my agenda is very simple. It has only three items on it. It's weapons, weapons, and weapons.
That's Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, adding this is needed so that the war does not spill over further. His words are echoed by EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell.
The important thing is to continue putting pressure on Russia and continue supporting Ukraine. Zelensky has a lot of support, but what he really needs is more arms. Less applause and more arms.
Ukraine also wants Germany to slash red tape so that more sorely needed supplies can get in. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for tightened sanctions on Russia that would bar Russian commercial ships from ports and ban all Russian banks from doing business abroad. Zelensky spoke through an interpreter in an address to Greek Parliament Thursday.
While Russian troops block peaceful cities and deport our people, no Russian bank has the right to earn money in the world financial system. They need to be blocked.
Zelensky also called for more weapons to be sent from the West to Ukraine. The European Parliament passed a symbolic vote Thursday demanding a total ban on all Russian energy imports into the EU as member states closed in on narrower sanctions against Russian coal. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump said he did not destroy records of phone calls from the official White House log or use so-called burner phones during his supporters' deadly January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The Washington Post reported Thursday. Trump, a Republican, told the newspaper he has not been contacted by congressional investigators about the assault, which occurred as then-Vice President Mike Pence and lawmakers gathered to certify the November 2020 election won by Democrat Joe Biden. The Post reported last week that there was a gap of nearly 8 hours in the White House record of Trump's calls as the rioting unfolded a few miles away. Trump told the newspaper he had a very good memory, but could not remember whom he talked to that day. The U.S. Secret Service, which protects President Joe Biden, said Thursday it had suspended several agents over their involvement with two men who were arrested for posing as federal officers. According to an affidavit filed in Washington court, the two men arrested Wednesday had offered gifts to a member of the security detail for First Lady Jill Biden, as well as other Secret Service agents. In addition, one of the men provided several agents, Secret Service and Homeland Security, with rent-free units in an apartment building costing as much as $4,000 a month, according to the affidavit. A Turkish court ruling Thursday to suspend the trial in absentia of 26 Saudis accused in the gruesome killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi and for the case to be transferred to Saudi Arabia. His fiancée said outside court she was disappointed with the ruling, which she called political. Turkey's foreign minister said Thursday his U.S. counterpart, Antony Blinken, had invited him to Washington for talks on May 18th after the NATO allies launched a platform to improve and strengthen their long-strained ties this week. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a postal reform bill that guarantees 6 days a week mail delivery, the AAP's Jennifer King reports.
The bipartisan Postal Service Reform Act cleared Congress last month after 12 years of negotiations that took on a new sense of urgency amid complaints about delays and concerns that the agency was running out of money, letter carrier union member Annette Taylor.
They longed for better circumstances. And so did we.
At a bill signing ceremony, President Biden said the legislation won't solve all the agency's problems, but it protects Saturday deliveries and scraps a requirement that workers' health care benefits be financed ahead of time for the next 75 years.
With this bill, we're repealing the pre-funding mandate and setting the Postal Service on a more sustainable and stable financial footing.
On the same day, the Postal Service announced a proposal to raise rates. If approved, the cost of a first-class forever stamp will go up to 60 cents in July. Jennifer King, Washington.
Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.